Right, guys, open the sales pitch. What are the wildfires in Canada doing to the planet? Is it a concern? Absolutely and absolutely not. This is normal conditions in most of the world, guys. California wildfires. There's just wildfires everywhere we go. Okay? Is climate change fueling Canadians' wildfires? That's what we want to know. Scientists say that climate change is making weather conditions like heat and drought the lead to wildfires more likely. But the real issue is the lead cause of it, and 90% of it, what is the cause? It's us, humans and wildfires, nearly 85%. And these are facts that wildland fires in the United States are caused by humans. Okay? Okay. Causes of elevation and national parks. 90% of wildfires are caused by, yes, humans. And the climate change isn't helping, they say. Oregon, California. You know, 90% of wildfires are human caused. According to local scientists in Oregon, climate change is not helping in historic fires and weather patterns and events. We continue to see year after year worsening conditions on the planet. So drier conditions, even and weather conditions. We just saw what happened this winter to California, got dumped on, okay? They were in a drought. Now they got excess of water. So now Canada is in a drought. So 90% of wildfires are caused by human interaction. What are the top three causes of wildfires? Well, we're going to go through those. Naturally occurring wildfires are most frequently caused by lightning, believe it or not. Lightning, the volcanic activity, a meteor, a small meteor come down the planet, hit a dry area on the Earth, and coal seams fires. So, the normal circumstances, human-caused, accidentally lighting something on fire. Like, here's a scenario. You're out camping, and you think your fire's out, and you put it all out, and you think it's not, and then it causes a wildfire. Okay. Most of them are caused accidentally by humans. So, what they're saying is, wildfires, inadvertently, are not all accidental. Most of them are human interaction. So even if a lightning strikes, which we have millions, we have thousands of lightning strikes every day, it's not going to necessarily cause a wildfire, but in a rainstorm. But what are the top three causes of wildfire? What is Canada doing and being affected by climate change? Well, I talked about this in my last video, guys. I'm not saying climate change ain't real. The Earth is always going through some natural cause or unnatural cause from human interaction or non-human interaction. You know, it could be the sun. It could be too many volcanoes going off, putting too much sulfur in the air. You know, there's a lot of things to cause climate change, but humans are the number one culprit for what they say. So I don't know if I believe everything that I hear. So if humanity needs to come together and take this effect of climate change away, like what we did in 2020 during the pandemic when no one was on the roads, everybody's at home hiding over this coronavirus, and it's still here to stay because the warming conditions are changing how viruses interact and change how they interact with life on this planet. That's another concern. So, the climate is changing, and the world around it is changing, and how we live is changing, where we live is changing. A lot of people don't want to be living in California in areas where they're going to be, you know, subject to fires every day. But, you have fires in the city every day, and the smoke conditions are out of control. That's the concern now. The point that we can't breathe in our cities because of Canada burned and is still burning. What is the effect of the climate change? What is the effect of what is happening right now with Canada in the city of New York? We got all that smoke coming down in all these cities, and causing even DC's got bad air quality. They're in the purple or the red, or maybe they're in the yellow now. I don't remember, but New York City, it's almost uninhabitable because it's the smoke's so bad. And the cities block in the heat because there's a heat index. Okay, that heat index is because, well, we got concrete and buildings are made out of concrete, and you got these big cities. You got like Atlanta, it's really hot there because of the heat index. New York has got heat index. That heat index is caused by us, by building cities and roads. Because when you step on concrete and it gets hot, it's really hot on your feet. You can't even step on it. So that's what I'm talking about. The heat index is not natural, okay? So what is the, we're not really contributing to what the really effects are to our planet. What causes 75% of all fire deaths? Well, we're going to get into that too. I've had all these questions answered. More than one quarter, 26% of reported fires from 2020 to now occurred in homes. Okay? So, three quarters, 70% of civilians' fire deaths, or almost three quarters, 74% of the reported injuries are caused from home fires, not forest fires, guys. But if these conditions keep worsening, more people are living in the country these days and getting out of the cities because of poor air quality, then we're not going to be able to live in the country anymore either. So, should you be living in the city? I'm not saying not to live in the city. They're saying maybe you want the conditions are bad enough for people to have asthma to leave the city. That's your home, but sometimes you got to leave home to be safe. What country has the most wildfires? That was a good question too. Here's what we're gonna answer that question. The United States has the most wildfires, and the states that have the most wildfires, and now that top of that list is now going into a drought, is Canada. But California, Washington, and Oregon have the most wildfires. And they have since the beginning of time, as far as we know. As far as we know, they have had issues with wildfires since the United States has been a country for the last 300 years. They've been having wildfires. Have those conditions changed due to human interaction? Absolutely, they have. Because we got big cities over there now. We got drier conditions. We got less water. But right now we don't. But that don't last forever. Where do wildfires occur in the most in the world? So we're going to give you, here we are. Forest areas, grasslands, shrubs, shrublands, places such as the United States, Canada, Australia, Western Cape Cod, South Africa, Southern Europe are particularly more subject to for more easily problematic drought conditions and high temperatures. So these are the normal problem areas we've known about for over 100 years, okay? So those are the conditions we live in. How do we prevent it? Well, in dry conditions, we may or we shouldn't be allowing people to go camping in dry conditions. Okay, you shouldn't be having a campfire, a fire in your backyard due to the conditions that are too dry. So be sensible. Just don't do it. Why is Canada's carbon footprint so high then? Well, here we're going to get into that. The increases are primarily due to GHG emissions resulting from human activities such as the use of fossil fuels or agriculture. These changes in climate has impacted the environment and human health of the and the ongoing economy. So indicators report estimates of Canada's emissions over time are higher now than they ever been. So that's why we're having more, that's why Canada's having more dry, more droughts, more wildfires. Why is Canada's carbon footprint so high? Well, We just answered that question. Okay, Canada's warming twice as fast, okay? So, when Canada is warming twice as fast as the world as a whole, and even more than three times as fast as the Arctic territories in the north. So, yeah, Canada is warming. The northern hemisphere is becoming hotter. We see that. Every summer, it seems like the change in weather up north seems to be hotter. I mean, even now, right now, it feels more tropical conditions up here than the northern conditions, than lake conditions. It's really crazy. Climate change has hit Canada pretty hard. And the country is warming so fast, these wildfires are just now coming earlier every year. So we just saw that. Is it a concern with these heat waves? Absolutely. Because I'll tell you why. The worst we had it, and we'll get into this here in a second if I can go up to this chart. Area burned in Canada was the worst in basically 2021. They had the worst. We're actually lower at 2.5% in 2023. Why it's such a concern is where it hit, okay? These wildfires hit closer to the areas, the other part of Canada coming into the United States where New York is, Maine, those parts of the United States coming into, Boston, D.C. area. That part of Canada just became a giant fire hazard, okay? And it got hit early, and all that smoke came into the city. Well, a lot of people live in the city. A lot of people are suffering. I myself would have been evacuating the city over that condition, but they said, well, if you can tolerate. If not, leave. You know, close your doors, close your windows. Would I have trusted all that, what they said? Absolutely not. I would have got out of the city. Just until this clears up. Go family members if you can. I mean, not everybody does. But I don't trust what the government tells me to do in these situations. The climate signal is very strong. We are seeing both larger areas being burned, like the area is now being burned in Canada is like the size. It's huge. It's like the size of the state of California or some crap like that. They said the area that burned in Canada is the size of the state of half the state of California or something like that. It's a huge section, guys. Throughout the years, it's been torched, and that's a concern. We got less trees, less oxygen in those areas. So as the fires ignite all the oxygen in the air, that depletes the oxygen in the city. So air quality gets really bad then. So you can't breathe. So would I be in any of those cities right now? Absolutely not. So here's what it says. The DC forecast has improved its air quality in New York. Instead of the code being purple or red right now, the air quality is reading in the area of the morning in yellow, which is moderate, or orange, which is still unhealthy for sensitive groups. And a notable improvement from yesterday. So, much improved air quality as they fight this wildfire. And everybody's involved. Now, a model has suggested that the thick smoke may remain north and east of immediate areas due to today. Okay? And they can't rule out where we're at with right now New York and New York City. Air quality in Denver to Detroit is training dangerous air quality in Denver to Detroit. That's not good. Okay? As these wildfires continue. You can see they got a picture of the Statue of Liberty in a haze of smoke today. It's just orange. It's not... Is the planet doomed over these wildfires? I'd say no. It's harmful to wildlife and humans because of what our interaction has done to the planet. Is this going to get Congress and people, me and you, to change how we do things in business? Like these big corporations building cars and coal plants and renewable energy. We now see a problem that's got to be addressed or we're all going to die. That's what I say. The planet ain't going nowhere. We might not be on this planet if we keep going the direction we're going real soon. Because we are in a situation where we think that our time frame of how much time we have to deal with this problem is or isn't too late. I don't think it's too late to change anything. We just stop driving the cars. We stop having coal plants. Oil producing carbon emissions needs to stop. We can somehow come up with an agreement to get Teslas and, you know, electric cars, but I don't know the effects of electric cars on the road due to gasoline. It's got to be better than having, combustion engines. That's all I'm saying. If we really are concerned as a human race to do something about it, and now we have to because this is a huge alarm for the human race of these wildfires in Canada and in the north turning into tropical climate enough to basically bury a city under smoke in unhealthy living conditions, that's not good, guys. And we are now going to be forced, and the world is going to be forced to deal with it now. We're all going to have to make a choice to stop driving our cars. And I think that choice is going to be, what do you do? Are they going to give us a trade-in program? Give us an incentive to go electric now? You know what? Because I just paid $50,000 for my car. I got a Toyota Highlander, and financed it for 6 years. And, I got a big car payment. And that's a combustion engine. Will they allow me to pay it off? Will they pay it off if I get an electric car? Or electric truck or electric hybrid or something? It's just so I can contribute to the Clean Air Act, which nobody is really contributing. The Clean Air Act is, in my opinion, a lie. In the situation that we can't control human interaction with what we have already disturbed our planet. We can't do it. Humans are unable to do what we need to do to change how our planet interacts with life on the planet. You know what? It's pretty simple. 1 + 1 = 2. How to figure it out. We just need to stop everything we're doing today, or we're doomed. That's pretty much all I can say, guys. All right, guys, thank you for coming to Sales Pitch. And I just give my opinion on the matter. And my opinion is, wildfire, no wildfire, if we just don't change how we balance out how we live on this planet, we don't go back to living back in the past, no more technology, no more AI. AI isn't going to save how we do things. It's just more crap to add on top of more crap. We really need to go backwards here to save our planet. We need to go back to pre-industrial age, okay? Go back to days where, humanity didn't have cars, or we didn't have electricity, we didn't have all these contributors to climate change and destroying our planet. We're going to have to go back to those days in order to save it. So forget about driving electric cars, because in order to build an electric car, you're going to have coal plants, electric burning plants that use oil, and you need renewable energy needs those fuels in order to make renewable energy, unfortunately. So you need all three to make it work, but we can only use one of them to save our planet, and that is the renewable part, or, we're going to perish. Humans are not going to be on this planet no longer real soon. But all right, guys, thank you so much, and think about that. Think about one thing, though. You definitely want to follow my channel here, and have a great day.